There's a great Jewish humorist by the name of Myron Cohen who used to tell a wonderful story. And the story was of a grandmother who was walking with her little grandchild, about 3 years old, dressed in a wonderful Sunday suit. She was walking near the lakeshore. And while they were walking, a wind came up, a huge wave came over the breakers, came upon them and pulled the child out into the lake. The grandmother is just frantic. She's yelling, shouting, "Someone help me, please help my grandchild. Someone help me, please, please help me." A gentleman in a wonderful suit was across the road, came running over, took off his jacket, jumped into the lake, went down, swam out, went down underneath, grabbed the little boy, little child, pulled him over to the shore and placed him on the shore. The grandmother shouted, "He's not breathing, someone help, help, he's not breathing." So the man bent over, opened up his mouth, started to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Soon the child started to cough, and start to breathe. The grandmother had this smile that came across his face, looked down at her grandchild, looked at the man, looked back at the grandchild, smiled at the man, and said, "He had a hat." One of the aspects immediately is our aspect of gratitude. And honestly, that's sometimes the way we pray. That's sometimes the way we place ourselves before God. Our Lord is reaching out to us and giving life itself. And we're wondering, where's the hat? We so jump from being thankful to God to the next thing that we want that sometimes we fail to forget just how blessed we are. I mention that because here we are in the third Sunday of Lent. Lent is basically a journey. It's a journey calling to mind our responsibility for the Lord. It's calling to mind literally our holiness as we continue on this journey to Lent. Continue on this journey to Passion Week, where there's going to be a tremendous sacrifice given for us. And that sacrifice out of love is Jesus on the cross. Why is he on the cross is the question we have to ask ourselves. Why is he on the cross? He's on the cross because he loves us. Because he's redeeming us. He's redeeming us. He's giving back our status. Something we could never earn. Something we don't deserve. But it's this abiding love that's reaching out. And it is the church that takes us on this journey to remind us once again of how blessed we are as people. And what do? We do so by putting on the sense of repentance. In that strange gospel reading of today, and I say strange is because there are mentioned of two incidents. One, which was Pilate's literally taking the lives of those who were sacrificing, the Galileans who were sacrificing, that aspect of the mixing of the blood. And then the catastrophe that happened that killed 18. Well, many want to jump immediately and say, "I know why that happened. They were sinners. So this was the consequence, their suffering." Jesus pulls them back from that judgmental response and says, "You think that they're the only sinners in Galilee? Do you honestly think that there weren't others? Don't you think that we deserve punishment also? And that punishment will come upon us if we fail to reform. And it's not the punishment of the world, but it's the ultimate punishment that God reserves for those who fail to accept his love." Gratitude leads us to a sense of understanding our blessing and understanding also how we have failed to capture those blessings in our lives. No matter what our circumstance or situation. And I don't know about you, but I am Oftentimes, I am oftentimes shamed by my own action or reaction to things when I see individuals with far less than what I possess or what I have being accountable before God and thankful to God. One wonderful story of that was told to me by a missionary during the Bangladesh crisis, the food crisis, was the three religious men in the house had but a few potatoes. To the door came a little child who was knocking and said they were hungry, they needed food. So he looked, and the few potatoes they had, he took a potato and he gave it to the child and said, "Here." And the child then scurried away. The priest, wanting to see what happened, watched the child as the child went around the corner, and two other children, smaller than she, came out, and he just presumed immediately it was his younger brother and sister. And she put the raw potato before them, and the one child reached out to grab a hold of it, to bite it because of their hunger. And the girl reached out and grabbed the child's hand and put it down and bowed her head and crossed her head, thanking God for the gift of food. How often do we stuff our faces at a meal? Think nothing about going and grabbing the things that we need, quenching our thirst, or doing any of those things without ever thinking of who's placing this before us, who gave us the life that we have, who placed us in a circumstance like this. Oftentimes we are immediately reflective of our own when we see those who are less fortunate than we giving thanks to God for what little they have. And then I look at all that I have and wonder whether or not I have that attitude of thankfulness. I have that attitude, it's grace-filled, of understanding what has been given to us, to me, by God. And then what that leads to is a sense of my own repentance. I'm sorry, Lord, that I have taken this relationship that I have with you for granted. And the church, through the scripture, kind of helps us to understand that. When Moses was told now that he was going to be a leader, he was going to take these Israelites out of slavery. Freedom would be given to them. But as they journeyed and as they enjoyed their freedom, did they remember their freedom comes from God? No. They wanted to know who was going to fill their bellies, who was going to quench their thirst. And God does that for them. And they still turn away from understanding who it is, the source of their strength. And the wonderful aspect of God's definition, I am who am. I am going to be with you always. All you need do is journey with me and take a look at your hearts. And turn your hearts towards me. And you will have that holiness that is going to set you on a path for a destiny I have waiting for you. The precursor of those who were released from slavery, the Israelites, is now given to us fully in the person of Jesus, who becomes our sacrifice, who literally opens that door and gives us that way. As we come on this third Sunday of Lent, we should be asking ourselves, are we thankful? Do we understand the need for our own repentance, for the formation and attitude of God's presence in our own life and all things that we do and who we are? And do we know, are we confident that in that love, that we are given that road to holiness, which leads us to a destiny and a life beyond the suffering and death of this world? This third Sunday of Lent asks us to be thankful for the many blessings that we have in our lives. And a compassionate God who's always willing to give us another chance, just like the fig tree that was to be uprooted for its lack of fruit. The hand was held back to give one more year, one more chance to bear the fruit that we can do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.